As the easing of lockdown restrictions cautiously continues around the country, residents of the Aran Islands are in disagreement about reopening for tourism. Business people say they have been decimated by the COVID pandemic and welcome the return of visitors this week. Other islanders, including a local GP, feel the lifting of restrictions is moving too quickly. Our regional reporter Theresa Mannion took the ferry to Inishmore to meet locals and tourists.
The Rossaville ferry to Kilronan Pier on Inishmore would normally be packed in July, but there were less than 100 passengers on this sailing. They all wore masks. Most were Irish people taking mini staycations, and there were some day trippers.
Well, I'm from Sligo, he's from Louth, and we just had the week off, so we said we'd come out here for the day. So it's literally just day trip, like.
When the weather's so good.
You're all sisters.
We are.
You're on a staycation.
Yes, we are. Well, we usually go to Portugal every year, so this year we're just going to stay local and stay in Ireland.
Yeah. The kids were happier coming out here than I've ever seen them. They'd rather be coming down here than the Canary Islands now at the moment because they were just delighted to get out.
Well, Inishmore is not the Canary Islands today.
Not today.
All right, limo.
Inishmore is the biggest of the three Aran Islands with a population of around 800 people. To date, there has been just one confirmed case of COVID-19. The GP here says she wants to keep it that way. Dr. Marion Broderick is opposed to the early reopening of the island.
My own opinion is that nationwide this is happening too quickly, and certainly from the island's point of view, considering that our patients have to travel in public transport on the boat with all of these visitors, unlike mainlanders who can get in their car and go for their appointments without meeting anybody, I think we should be going slower. People are worried because the numbers are we've only been open a week and large numbers are here already.
Around 250 islanders took part in a vote recently, and the majority were opposed to reopening so soon. But many more say they are dependent on the summer season for their very livelihoods. PJ O'Flaherty and his wife Grace run T. Joe Watty's pub and restaurant.
We're nervous as well because we are complying with all the necessary conditions to keep the island safe. We don't want to see anyone get sick on the island. But we also, if we don't make some money, we'll be sick ourselves as well. Do you know what I mean? There'll be a lot of people under pressure if they don't make some money for the summer because there's nothing else to look forward to until next year.
It's deadly. It's out there. We can't underestimate it. But it hasn't been here and we hope it won't be here, and I am adamant that you can't get infected on my watch.
Vincent McCarran is in his 70s and has lived on Inishmore for 47 years. He is nervous about the island reopening.
We have a lot of old people here who have a lot of health issues, and there are people here who have not left this island since January. Now that's hard to believe, but that's quite fact. Now I left 2 weeks ago today to go to hospital because I had to, but I wouldn't have left had I not had to go to hospital. I'd be still on the island, and I have a great fear because I have health problems as well, and if it comes in here it could do an awful lot of damage to this island.
Clodagh Gill runs a B&B on Inishmore. She says she can't afford not to open her door to visitors.
Financially it has destroyed us completely. Do you know, I've 3 children dependent, 2 going to university. I have a mortgage, and everybody in the country has to be responsible for themselves. It's okay if you can afford to stay wrapped up in cotton wool, that's fine, but I can't.
I can understand that business people are feeling the pinch, as they are nationally, but however, you have to come to a point where you decide whether you're going to protect public health and safety or the economy.
The summer season has ramped up on Inishmore. Aran Glamping and Camping saw all of their pods booked out in 3 days. Here's Frankie Moran.
It's unbelievable. We really, really thought that we weren't going to be open. I thought I was going to be out of a job. It was really stressful, scary time. And just the fact that the government decided to reopen the island, it just gave us all such new life, and we were just ready to go. And I mean, the Aran Islands is almost like the Canary Islands, like this year in Ireland, you know, it's such an adventure. So people are kind of like dying to get out of their house to go on holidays. They want to get the kids. They want to come here to Inishmore. And it's just fantastic. We're so happy to see people again.
We couldn't book in till 2, so we went down and hired bikes. And then we went to the shop and got ice creams. The beach is right beside where I'm staying. I think it's absolutely good. And I think I'm having a great time.
I think you are too.
Sean Tansey from Kildare ending that report from Theresa Mannion on Inishmore.